Irish. And the whole idea that Yayin is one of the key elements in the Megillah, in the Nes of Purim. In fact, Yankiven walked in just in time because the Rebbetzin was having a worker in the house that was doing some painting and other things, and the closet had to be emptied, the wine closet. So the wine was emptied, and then also some whiskey. So I think the Olam here knows I'm not a big drinker. And in fact, whiskey, this time I could go for years without having any whiskey. The only time I ever have whiskey is if somebody is making a simcha. The pasha want me to make a l'chaim, and I try to get away with a cup of soda or seltzer. But if I see the bal simcha is mamish pitzar, I want a teaspoon, not a teaspoon, a tropple. It's not even right for me to make a brich sanenim on it. So I can make a bruch on something else and drink a drop of it. I don't drink whiskey. But anyway, so it happened to have been Purim Karpen. And all the booze was on the table, all the whiskey was on the dining room table. So Yankifip sat against the kasha, what's this whiskey on the table? So I told him, Biksav, that Purim Karpen, l'chari, you could be yetzu with whiskey. Purim Gadol, Sadin Yayin. Right? It's a Rashi and Megillah that everyone remembers, right? What's up there? You remember Rashi and Megillah, no? What's up, Rashi? Rafa, what's up, Rashi? No? L'fsumei? B'yayin. Rashi says Yayin. So maybe many of the poets can bring down. A Purim, you have to have Yayin. Zeichel Anes. It's not enough to be, it's time to get Lebedik. You have to have Daf Kal Yidei Yayin. Right? I mean, not everybody holds that way, but it's pretty accepted that you need to have Yayin on Purim. So I said, L'maise, like we explained, Purim, cotton, which is really Purim Gadol, according to the Chassam Sofer, remember we had? So the Raisa Dika Purim. But there is no din of Zecher to the Sud, there's no Dechayiv Nishal of Sumei. Memela, the Yayin L'chayra, I don't need anything that's Misamech. And Yankiv, you saw, I brought a Rai from Rashidon above Metzia, that Sheikher is also good for Simcha. Right? You doesn't have to be Dafka Yayin to make Simcha. So Mela, L'chayra, Purim cotton, you could be Yetzer with whiskey. That's how we came Elamized. Yeah. You remember Rashi and Bav Metzia?
No.
Okay. Because it looked like you remembered. Huh? No, I'm talking about Rashi and Bav Metzia. That beer works with Sameach. Yayin is Yismach Levavena. She looked up to Rashi and Bav Metzia. Rashi is a complete Rashi. Anyway, so Lamaisa, for Purim, the Yayin is the central theme. Right? If you look in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara Taka says that by the Sudan, there was Ketoyev Lev HaMelech by Yoyin. The Gemara says that the wine was actually a goyer, a tremendous limut zchus on Klal Yisrael. By Yem HaShvi, Ketoyev Lev HaMelech by Yoyin, in fact, the Gemara, Otu Ad Hashto Lav Tav Libe Bechamro. Right? The Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, it was Taka Shabbos, a ganze shtukal ter. But Lamaise, the goyim, once they start drinking wine, They talk about arayis and all very nice things. And lahavdil klal yisrael, you drink wine. On Shabbos, they drink wine. And what do they do? Shireis v'tishbochois and divrei Torah. By the way, it's the first mocker in Chazal that is the Indian of Zmiris on Shabbos. If you look, in case you wonder, if a good litvak is you. Because I was b'chavusa with a real litvak shorosh yeshiva. Litvak sheba litvaks. And he said, there's no mocker of singing on Shabbos. I brought him this Gemara Megillah and he takah it. From then on, he said, I sing a little bit every Shabbos, a little bit. Because Shtei told me Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah that Miyad Klai Yisrael, they have Yayin, Shabbos, and then Maschul, B'Shivas, V'Tishbachis, and they sing, oh, wow, my Yedid Nefesh. Ah. I'm in the middle of introducing you.
Okay. Ah. I hope you're saying good stuff.
First of all, I was doing mitzvah shvach even shaloi b'fana. Shaloi b'fana, you could do kol, but I was kenish. Okay, so we were talking about the Indian of Yayin on Purim. So I'm going to be makatsa now since our Pesach is here, and you guys hear from me Baruch Hashem every day, and it's a real opportunity to hear from our Pesach. So I'm going to be Makata. But I'll tell you one vault. The Yayin will go to tomorrow. Okay? Yayin will get into tomorrow. What's the name for Yayin? We're talking about the Yayin on Purim. What's the... That the Nes was Al Yidei Yayin. I told him, according to Rashi and Megillah, you can only be Yitzchak Chai Vinish with Yayin. That means whiskey. Yeshiva Bachamam Ahmed, they don't have any whiskey on Purim. Right? No whiskey, right? Anybody has whiskey? I see Yeshiva's looking. Well, Al Tzrashe, Mr. Al Tzrashe. So Lamaisa, we'll jump to Zemer for now, just to introduce for Pesach. It says in the Megillah, the Chelim Mikelim Shoinim. Right? So, some learned that was a mocha that they had music. Because the gears, the gematria of Shoinim with the Chelil is 407. And Al Klei Zemer is 407. So Taka Bavadi Yosef, Taka used to always say that he held it was, you know, because a big controversy, if there was music. Because it doesn't say in the Megillah that there was any music. It's the only thing missing there, right? No music. So Taka, some learned, Rav Akdamonos HaLevi says there was no music, which is what I want to say about Rav Pesach. But says there's no music. No music. Why not? He has a whole stickle terror, Akdamonos HaLevi, why not? But Rav Avadi wants to say, Kalim Kalim Shainim is telling you that there was music. Taka was music. The Maharal Miprag also learns there was music. He says, why wasn't the Torah? Why didn't Megillah mefarad it? He says, the Megillah is only mefarad Yayin. It doesn't say Basar either. Even though the Gemara says, Klor and Megillah, it was Achila Yoyse Mishtiya. Kedosh Shal Torah. Ma Dosh Shal Torah Achila Yoyse Mishtiya. Should Olam remembers that from Megillah, right? Afsuzosei Shaloyse Rosh was Achila Yoyse Mishtiya. So where's the food? Look in the Megillah. You're not going to find any menu for food. Only Yayin. Zok the Maral, because it only brings down in the Megillah that which was outstanding. The Yayin was... Vashfir was special, Yain Rav. They gave according to each person what their age was. That the Yayin of their age. So that was special. The music was music. The food was food. The Maram Shif, actually, the end of Chum, he has Chidushim on the Megillah. He rather comes out very similar to the Maral. He says, they didn't have to mention the music. The music was Pashit. But the Manas HaLevi says there was no music. He says, why was there no music? Unbelievable thing, he says. He says, the reason why there was no music is because music has a koyach hamshocha for ruchnis. And Achashverosh was worried that Klai Yisrael will get inspired and they'll be nimshach after the shira and they won't succeed to get them to do the chet. What they were supposed to get, all the negativity of trying to generate from the suda, if they would have had music, it would have had a koyach. I want you to know the Baal Shem Tov brings down his alpika bola. That in Shemayim, the Heichal HaNegina is right next to the Heichal HaTshuva. So there is a connection. Music has a koyach, a hamshach, a spirituality. So what does this have to do with Rabbi Krohn? First of all, I can make anything have to do with Rabbi Krohn. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Krohn is... But what does this have to do with Rabbi Krohn? Because by Torah, what does the Torah say? Kisvu lochem es hashir azois. The Torah is called the Shira. Right? Why is the Torah called a Shira? When the Malach, also in Megillah, Maseches Megillah Dav Gimel, when the Malach caught up with Yeshua ben Nun, he had tainus on him. Why aren't you? Rav Pesach just spoke about the Yidden in Europe, Nebuch, the Yidden that are in a Sakona now. Just spoke about it. I hope people responded in kind.
I didn't know you got it.
Of course, I listen to everything. We listen to Rav Pesach when you talk. We listen. So Lemaise, the chief rabbi there spoke, and he said, Torah is keeping us going. The Torah keeps us going. The Gemara says in Megillah, Yeshua ben Nun said, B'shas Mulchama, he asked the Malach, what's the Tainan Klal Yisrael? What did the Malach say? Atabasi. I came because of now. Now Bitl Torah. So Tosfos says, what's the Mokar? He brings on a Rivon. Where does Ata mean Torah? It says, Ato kisvu lochem es hashir hazois. Right? So what's the obvious question? When the Malach comes to Yeshua and he asks him, what are you doing here? Halonu ato im l'tzareinu. So lonu is Torah tzivo lonu. Yeshua ben Nun says, why did you come? All of a sudden he says, Ato. Why does he go back to lonu? When he came to Yeshua, he said, when he was talking about Torah, he used lonu to refer to Torah. The Yeshua Benun asked him, did you come for Lanu or not? He says, Atobasi. Why don't you use back Lanu? You should say Lanu Basi. What's Atobasi? Zok the Halik upon of Yisharov. That a song is something that always has a koyach to penetrate a person. Even in the biggest tsar. When a person is in the biggest tsar, the music has a koyach to be menachem you, to be mechazik you, has a koyach nafshi, has a spiritual koyach. The Rambam writes that a person is chayv in Talmud Torah in all matzavim. Choyle, zokein, anything. And then he says, hafilu bali yishu bonim. So you see, it's not easy to learn when you're bali yishu bonim. That's the bottom of the list of the Rambam. Zokein, bali yisurim, choyle. Fa'afilu yishu bonim. Right? How? Says the Panav Yisharov, because the Torah is like a niggun. The Torah is ma'ori, the pnimius of a person. No matter how much the body's under duress, the Torah has a way to go connect to your soul. Memela, the Malach came to Yeshua and he said, why aren't you learning? What do you mean? It's a Shas Muhammad. There's bombs flying. The Russians are out right here with all their weaponry. What do you mean? Why are the Teretz is? That's why the Malach was Miramis to Yeshua. Learning can pacify any situation, even Shas Muhammad. That's why by learning, there's no such thing as you don't feel well. Torah is not something that's a distraction. It's the air that we breathe. If somebody's not feeling well, you don't say, well, suffocate him. Let's tape up his mouth so he doesn't have to, he's shrach. Why should he have to breathe in and out? He's using his energy, Nebuch. Let's just tape up his mouth. He won't have to do anything. He'll do nothing. You'll see very quickly. The Torah says the breathing is not a distraction. He's living from the breathing. That's Torah. That's kisvul chemes hashirazis. That's why Achashverosh shishakim, no music. Rav Pesach, when he speaks, it's a zemer. It's a shira. That's why, if you notice, everybody connects to Rav Pesach. When Rav Pesach speaks, he's mechazik everybody. You can have a Rosh Shiva, you can have a Chassidish Sharov, my Rebbetzin, right? She's not a Chassidish Sharov. Everybody connects to Rav Pesach. Because Rav Pesach, you bring the Shira out of the Torah, and you've been zeicher to be mechazik. Again, there's no, the number is b'li mispar. And they've zeicher gem koiches marach yomim, mekizunt, to continue to be the Shira of Klal Yisrael.